All right, let's check sports right now. Good morning, Bill. Bill Krasowski has joined us. The originator of sports programming. Talk programming on radio in the tri-state region. All right, well, of course, this is the conference championship weekend. It is championship weekend in the NFL. On Sunday at 3 o'clock, the Buccaneers take on the Packers in Green Bay. I'm going to ride the Brady train. And then on Sunday at 6:40, the Bills take on the Chiefs in Kansas City. I will take the Chiefs in that game. All right? I'll take the Chiefs in that game. Now, that's probably the kiss of death, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I'm taking Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Packers and the Chiefs over the Bills. All right? That is the football that's coming up this weekend, which is really should be the best football that's played in the NFL all year, because this is the division championships. The top teams are playing. So hopefully we'll see a good brand of football. Let's go to the National Hockey League last night. Locally, the Islanders beat the Devils 4-1. The Bruins over the Flyers 5-4. Seeing today, the Rangers are taking on the Penguins. Buffalo's taking on the Capitals. See if there's any other local games. No, there is not. So that is a look at the National Hockey League. Now taking a look at the NBA from last night. The Knicks defeated the Golden State Warriors 119-104. Congratulations to the Knicks. Coming up today, who's playing locally here? The Celtics are playing the 76ers. The Nets are playing the Cavaliers. And the Knicks are playing the Kings. All right? So that's that. Now, here's the main thing that I'm so happy for fans of the Knicks, okay? They are in, right now, the final spot, so they would make the playoffs. Hard to believe. And already, the Knicks have 8 wins. They're 8-8. But they're on a 3-game win streak. They are only a game behind the Atlanta Hawks for the 6th position. And a game and a half behind the Nets for the 5th position. So if they can hold this through the rest of the year, this potentially has a chance to be the best Knicks season in a long, long time. Not that they're going to win the NBA championship. That's not going to happen. But at least it will be a motion on the road to success. Now, when you get down to the NFL again, I have to get back to this. My problem is that I like all the teams that are involved in the playoffs. I never thought I'd see myself rooting for Brady, but when you're 43 years old and you're still playing better than competitive quarterback, you're still one of the top quarterbacks in the league, you're in Green Bay going up against Aaron Rodgers, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. All I can think back, now Tampa Bay's got a pretty strong defense, and the Giants always had the key. Well, remember when the Giants went in and beat Green Bay? In Green Bay? I think Brady can do that. I think Brady can do that. Now, the Kansas City-Buffalo game is a different game. Once again, you have 2 superior quarterbacks. The Bills can score points. The Chiefs can score points. Now, I'm picking the Chiefs because right now they have the best player, I think, in the NFL, in Patrick Mahomes. But the Bills are not out of that game at all. They have a chance to win and advance to the final championship game. Could you imagine seeing a game, either the Packers against, what's the Kansas City, or Tampa Bay against, you know, Kansas City? Bill Krasowski says he'll take the points in both games. Anyways, it should be an exciting Sunday to watch football, as we have two games, and the outcome of those games will produce this year's Super Bowl. So there you go. All right, it's 8:46 here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Mike didn't show up, so we don't have his picks, but you've got my picks, Tampa Bay and Kansas City.